ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 19. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవం అన్యపరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవమన్యే పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవమన్యే పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవమన్యే పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభు. లేడీస్, కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవమన్యే పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభు. కేచిద్ వికల్ప వసనా ఆహురాత్మానమాత్మనః దైవమన్యే పరే కర్మ స్వభావమపరే ప్రభుం. వర్డ్ ఫర్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్స్. కేచిద్, సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. వికల్ప వసనా, those who deny all kinds of duality. Ahu, declare. Atmanam, own self. Atmanah, of the self. Daivam, superhuman. Anye, others. Apare, someone else. Karma, activity. స్వభావం, మటీరియల్ నేచర్. అపరే, మెనీ అదర్. ప్రభుం, అథారిటీస్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. లిటిల్ టెక్నికల్ పర్పోర్ట్ ఓవర్ హియర్ అండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, కైండ్లీ టాలరేట్. సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫిలాసఫర్స్ హూ డినై ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ declare that one's own self is responsible for his personal happiness and distress. Others say that superhuman powers are responsible, while yet others say that activity is responsible. And the gross materialists maintain that nature is the ultimate cause. Purport. As referred to above, philosophers like Jaimini and his followers established that fruitive activity is the root cause of all distress and happiness, and that even if there is a superior authority, some superhuman powerful gods or God, he or they are also under the influence of fruitive activity, because they reward result according to one's action. They say that action is not independent, because action is performed by some performer. Therefore, the performer himself is the cause of his own happiness or distress. In the Bhagavad Gita 6.5 also, it is confirmed that by one's mind, freed from material affection, one can deliver himself from the sufferings of material pangs. So, one should not entangle oneself in matter by the mind's material affections. Thus, one's own mind is one's friend or enemy in one's material happiness and distress. Atheistic materialistic Sankhyaites conclude that material nature is the cause of all causes. According to them, combinations of material elements are the causes of material happiness and distress, and disintegration of matter is the cause of freedom from all material pangs. Gautama, Kanad find the atomic combination is the cause of everything, and the impersonalists like Ashtavakra discover that the spiritual effulgence of Brahman is the cause of all causes. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord himself declares that he is the source of impersonal Brahman, and therefore he, the personality of Godhead, is the ultimate cause of all causes. It is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita that Lord Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So welcome everyone to the daily morning Bhagavatam class. When I got this verse to speak on and saw the purport and translation, I knew that this was not my cup of sweet rice today, in the sense because it's all about technical philosophies and who is the cause of suffering. But then I also read a side note that today is the disappearance day of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who is sitting here in the altar. So then I had some hope that I can speak a little bit on this. So very briefly, we'll discuss something about this shloka, its translation and purport, and then when we'll speak about the glories of Sri Madhavendra Puri. So there are six main philosophers. It is called as Shad Darshan, and they are given by six different munis. One of them is called Nyaya or logic, in which one analyzes what is the proof, what is the correct proof, Praman, Prameya, just like we hear about Anuman Praman, Shabda Praman. So that was given by Gautama. Then Kanad. Kanad is the philosopher who gave the philosophy of Vaisheshika, which means it analyzes the whole universe depending on atoms, Parmanus, their combinations. Life comes from matter, as the scientists say. Scientists come under this Vaisheshika philosophy. Then Kapila Muni, he gave the Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya philosophy is basically analytical study of this material world. There are five senses, five sense objects, total 24 elements. Like this, the whole material world is analyzed in terms of these elements. That is called as Sankhya. Sankhya means counting the elements. Patanjali Muni, he gave mystic yoga or Hatha yoga, which is very famous nowadays. He explains about how to eat, what to eat, how to sit, asanas, meditation. So that was the philosophy given by Patanjali Muni. Then Jaimini Muni, he gave the Karma Mimamsa philosophy. If we remember in the 10th canto, when Nanda Maharaj was performing this ritualistic sacrifice for Indra, Lord Krishna gave this philosophy. He said that, why do you need to worship the gods? Ultimately, whatever is result we get in life is due to our karma, our hard work, our lines. So whatever, if the line is not there, make it. That's the hard work. So he gave this Karma Mimamsa. Of course, Prabhupada clearly mentions in Bhagavatam there that this is an atheistic philosophy. There is no God in picture, no higher powers in picture. So this philosophy deals with rituals, yajnas, karma kanda, many procedures which we perform to get the results. And finally, the sixth darshan. Darshan means to see. So, sixth darshan is by Veda Vyas. It is called as Vedanta Darshan. Veda means knowledge, Anta means end. So, final philosophy about this. In this philosophy, the dualism comes. Means, there is a soul, there is a God. And there are various versions of it. Like, Advaita Vad, Vishishta Advaita, Achinta Bheda Veda Tattva. So, all this comes under these six philosophies. Early morning, little difficult to digest all this technical stuff. So, over here we see that this chapter is entitled The Punishment and Reward of Kali. And the situation is, for those who are coming new to this chapter, there is this bull and a cow and a black person dressed like a king, and he is beating the bull and he is beating the cow. And Parikshit Maharaj, who is the king, a righteous king, virtuous king, he's inquiring from the bull that who is the cause of your distress? And here the bull, who is none other than Dharma himself, the personality of Dharma has come in the form of bull. So he says this shloka that these six philosophies, atoms may be the cause or karma may be the cause. So, we see that this bull is not an ignorant person. It's not that he is not able to understand who is the cause of his suffering. But here he is trying to demonstrate a kind of humility known as philosophical humility. There is a Humility which we know of respecting each other and calling each other as Prabhu, Mataji. But this philosophical humility is like taking into consideration all the causes, all the thoughts, all the understandings of why things happen, why bad things happen to good people. But we see in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, this shloka comes, karmano yapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmana, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gati. Gahana karmano gati. To understand karma and its way of working, gati, it's very difficult to understand. So generally people ask this question, why do good people face these bad things? So and so person is so religious, he's following so many rituals, and then still we see that such bad things are happening in their life. But the real philosophical persons, they ask that when the bad things happen to good people, what do the good people do? That is what is actually the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam, what we have here, usually devotees take shelter of Krishna. Here we see also that Parikshit Maharaj later on in his rule, once he was cursed by this Brahmana Sringi, Brahmana boy. And then what he did was he accepted it. He did not go on to see what is my astrological chart, some tarot cards or some parrots. What happened? Why I was such a righteous king and why I'm cursed to die within 7 days? He just accepts it as Krishna's will. And yesterday's class also, Nandago Prabhu mentioned about Avanti Brahmana, a Brahmana who had lot of wealth, later lost it, and then he was rejected by everyone, even his family members, society, and he was being troubled. But then what was his mood? Accept it. Accept what is the will of the Lord. So, surrender to Krishna and acting in the service of Krishna is very important. Here we see that in the role of the king, Parikshit Maharaj is ready to attack this personality of Kali. But even in this case, we see he is acting in a way to serve Lord Krishna according to one's position and disposition. Position is one's role in society and disposition is one's own mentality. And this is not the first time in Bhagavatam it happens. Even in the fourth canto, we see Prithu Maharaj, who is also a king, who is the incarnation of Lord Krishna, of the ruling potency of Krishna. And we see in that episode, one time he is running behind the earth in the form of a cow with bow and arrow to punish her. And this same cow is here in the form of, the earth is in the form of a cow and Parikshit Maharaj is trying to protect. So why did Prithu Maharaj run after the cow? Because he saw that his citizens were starving because of lack of food. And to satisfy them, it was his duty as a king to get all the grains, vegetation, fruits, whatever necessary from the personality of earth. And that's why he was trying to punish the cow in the form of cow, the earth in the form of cow. But later on, we see that he was trying to perform Ashwamedh Yajnas. Prithu Maharaj was performing 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas. But after 99, Lord Indra, who is also known by the name Shata Kritu. Shata means 100 and Kritu means one who does. So Indra has done 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas, and that's how he got this position of Indra. So Indra got envious of Prithu Maharaj, and every time at the completion of the 100 Ashwamedh Yajna, Indra took various forms of sadhus, some with long hairs, some without clothes, some with trishul. So many, he was starting more and more and more sampradayas or lineages of sadhus which were not bona fide. So Prithu Maharaj was advised by his superiors that you stop doing this 100 sacrifice because Indra is not stopping. And he is creating more and more chaos. So then he accepted. So that is the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. I would also like to cite an incident from 5th canto where Bharat Maharaj, he was initially a king. And then he renounced everything. He went to the forest. And it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that he performed devotional service. He left all his huge palace, his wife, kingdom, children, and he advanced to such a high stage of devotional service that he was on the bhava stage where his curly hairs were always wet because of taking bath several times in a day. And then meditating on the Lord. He was chanting the Gayatri Mantra. He was meditating on Surya Narayan. Narayan, who is residing in the shining sun planet. And his hairs used to stand on end. Tears used to flow in his eyes. He was so much advanced in devotional service. Of course, no normal person can imitate these symptoms, which are a natural outcome of the perfection in devotional service. Later on, when he saw this calf of a deer drowning in water, he tries to save it. Saving was one thing. But beyond that, he finally decided that he has to become a lifelong maintainer and taking care of that calf who is growing up. And then what actually happened was, the shloka mentions, Mrisha Samadhina Amileta Drisham. He had his rituals. He used to meditate with closed eyes. But then, in the back of the mind, he used to be thinking, where is that deer gone? Has some ferocious animal taken it? And then, sometimes the deer used to poke him with his soft horns. Vishana Agrena Luthanti. Like, when he was meditating. And he was disturbed in the meditation. And still he used to feel that those horns are like drops of water and the calf is under my care. Not only that, sometimes he used to meditate and when he did not see the calf around, the deer around, he used to get up, go around searching for the deer in the forest, and when he used to see it, he used to feel satisfied and then he used to bless the deer, may you live long. So he is totally bewildered and separated from his own path of devotional service. So we see in general, a person has an upward connection to Lord, to Guru, his own connection to God. And he also has his duties, his services, his preaching, where he is taking care of some. But then the upward connection to God has to have more priority. That is the responsibility of the spiritualist. So, here we see that Bharat Maharaj he renounced the world, but here for taking care of the deer, he is renouncing his renunciation. I remember many years back, there was a devotee who was changing ashram. So, I asked him, what's the reason you are changing an ashram? And so then he said, there are 6 opulences. One is strength, one is fame, one is beauty, one is knowledge, one is wealth, and another is renunciation. And Krishna in the 10th canto says, Yasyaham anugrinami harishyatad dhanam shani. On whom I have the mercy, Krishna is saying, I take away his wealth. So, my wealth is only renunciation. So, Krishna is taking away that renunciation from me. And actually speaking, I am still pondering on that answer. It was such a shastric answer. But the 2 questions have arisen in my mind still and not yet got the answer. That if that is the mercy of Krishna, then that means those who are maintaining their renunciation, Krishna didn't give mercy. Or is it actually the mercy of Krishna that dhanam, harishyatad dhanam, that renunciation? Because we have also heard that Krishna supplied Sudama Brahman, who was a poor Brahman with lot of wealth. So if somebody finds the answer, kindly give me this thing. We also see that just a small example in this case of the upward connection. There are redwood trees in California. They grow up to 400 feet in height. It's like about 37 stories of building. If one stands at the base of those big, huge redwood trees, we can't even see the top. So, but they also have a connection to roots to each other. It is said that the roots of one tree below the ground intertwine and make a connection. That's how they survive so many years, 2,000, 3,000 years. But their main connection is, like, main goal of life is to grow up. That's how we also should try to, we have a responsibility in our devotional service. With this, the technical part I'll finish. And the remaining time, whatever we have, we'll discuss the glories of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. So, Madhavendra Puri, as mentioned by Kavi Karnapur in his book Gaura Ganodesha Deepika. Gaur means the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Deepika means showing a shining lamp. So, this book discusses about the spiritual forms of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. So, it is said that this Madhavendra Puri Goswami, he was the Kalpavriksha incarnation of Kalpavriksha in Goloka Vrindavan. And just briefly, we'll see the benefits of hearing about the glories of devotees. We hear the glories of Lord. In the third canto, Vidura asked Maitreya in the shloka, Shrutasya pumsam suchira shamasya nanvayanjasa suribhiridito ritaha tattat gunanushavanam mukunda padaravinda ridayeshu yesham. Those devotees who have in their hearts Pada Ravinda, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna inside their hearts, about them tattad guna anushavanam. One should hear the glories of such devotees. Then we have heard the famous shloka in the first canto, Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavata here means the book Bhagavat. It also means the person Bhagavat. The person who is following the book Bhagavat. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Once we serve the devotees, we hear about their glories, then Bhagavati uttam shloke. Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Bhakti becomes established in our heart when we hear about these devotees. So, we are trying to hear about Madhavendra Puri. And then, Krishna mentions in various places, Tadya Naam Sama Archanam. My devotees are just like me. And we remember from the ninth canto, in the episode of Durvasa Muni, when he offended Maharaj Ambarish. Ambarish was fasting. And then, Durvasa Muni, he created a Kritya, a demon, from his hair. And that demon was coming to harm Ambarish Maharaj, who was a devotee. And Durvasa Muni was a highly renounced person. But then there is a Sudarshan Chakra which appears and he goes running to Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, Narayan says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aham Bhakta Paradhino, Yesa Santara Iva Dvija, Sadhubir Grasta Ridaya, Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priya. Sadhu Bir Grasta Ridaya. In Hindi we say Chinta Grasta, Moha Grasta. Grasta means totally covered by something, covered with anxiety, covered by illusion. So Krishna is saying that I am Sadhu Bir Grasta Ridaya. I am covered by the thoughts of my devotees. Sadhu Bir Grasta Ridaya. Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priya. And my devotees are very dear to me. So, in summary, we can understand three things happen when we hear about the glories of devotees. One is, we get the result of hearing Krishna Katha for a long time, long duration of time. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. All the unwanted things, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, they get destroyed from the heart. And bhakti is established in the heart. And thirdly, we get inspiration from their lives. Whatever they do, their activities, we hear about it. So we get that inspiration. Just like we hear that Sanatan Goswami, he donated his woolen blanket. So sometimes we may also decide, okay, I'll also donate my woolen blanket. In the sense that we get inspired. Of course, it's a summertime, it's easy to do that. But when winter comes, we won't be so inspired. So there are four sampradayas. Brahma sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya and Shri sampradaya. So among the four sampradayas, bona fide lines of knowledge, Madhendra Puri comes in Brahma sampradaya. So Brahmaji gave knowledge to Narad, then came down to Vyas, then came down to Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya in South India, whose disciple was Sripad Lakshmipati. And Lakshmipati's disciple was Sripad Madhendra Puri. Till Lakshmipati, it is said the worship was done in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Although they have this Udupi Krishna, but I have heard, whatever little knowledge, that they worship in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. After Lakshmipati, Madhendra Puri was the one who started this mood of love in separation, Madhurya Ras. And that mood was given to his disciple Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, he served his Gurudev, Madhendra Puri, in his old age to the extent of cleaning his body in the very old age, last stages of life. And when he was embraced by his Guru Madhendra Puri, he was given that love of separation from his Gurudev. And that same love came to, so to say, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the disciple of Ishwarapuri. And this same Lord Chaitanya then went to South India and preached to all the followers of Madhvacharya, Tattvavadis, this conjugal love of attraction for Lord Krishna in the mood of separation. Sripad Madhendra Puri is the spiritual guru of Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Lord Chaitanya. The father of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath Mishra, was the disciple of Madhendra Puri. Nityanand Prabhu is the disciple of Madhendra Puri. Advait Acharya is the disciple of Madhendra Puri. Pundarik Vidyanithi is the disciple of Madhendra Puri. Paramananda Puri is also the disciple of Madhendra Puri. Paramananda Puri is that devotee who gave sannyas danda to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He is the disciple of Madhendra Puri. So the narration starts when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and he was going to towards Jagannath Puri. He was told by his mother to go to Jagannath Puri and stay there. So on the way they reached this temple called at Remuna called Kshira Chora Gopinath. And then Lord Chaitanya sat there after dancing, chanting, and he explained the story of this origination of this temple and the deity to Nityanand Prabhu. He said that Madhendra Puri was traveling throughout India and then he came to Govardhan. He did Govardhan Parikrama. He took bath in Govinda Kund over there and then he sat beside a tree and chanted. He was following this vritti called as Ajagara Vritti or Ayachika Vritti. Ayachaka means, yachana means to ask. Ayachana means not to ask. So whenever he was hungry, he never asked anything from anyone. He just waited till Lord Krishna provided. So then Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamiham. One who is constantly thinking of me, I provide him whatever he lacks. Yoga Kshema. So then Krishna took the form of a boy, a cowherd boy, a very beautiful boy. And he came with a pot of milk, Dugdha Bhanda. And then he came to Madhendra Puri and said, please take this milk. Madhendra Puri asked him, how do you know that I am hungry? He said, the boy said, many sadhus come to this village. And some of them ask for bhiksha. Some of them, they just are satisfied with milk. And there are some like you who do not ask anything. So I am very careful. I take note who is not asking for anything. So then I supply him. So then Madhendra Puri, he took that milk. He was satisfied. But then he was in kind of a trance. He could not sleep that night. Only early in the morning he dozed a little bit and he got this dream. The same boy came to him and said, Madhendra Puri, please listen. I am in the form of a deity hidden in this jungle here. And Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, he established me, installed me. But then there were many invaders who were coming. And so the pujari had to hide me. He hid me in these bushes. I am the proprietor of this place, but I am in hiding here. I am suffering this heat. I am suffering cold. Sometimes rain showers are coming. I am thirsty, hungry. So kindly take me out and establish me on top of this mountain, Govardhan. So then Madhendra Puri, first of all, he understood that the boy who came to give me milk was the same Lord Krishna, and I could not recognize him. So he lamented a little bit. But then he finally understood that what's my duty. So he immediately gathered all the villagers, and the villagers took their choppers and spades. Atyanta nividakunja nari praveshite kuthari kudali laya dwara karite. With kuthari and kudali, spades and chopper, they cut all the, came to that jungle. It was very difficult jungle. Then avrana durakari karaila vidite mahabhari thakur kehana chalaite. The deity was very heavy, mahabhari thakur. Maha maha balishta loka ekatra karaya parvata upari gela puri thakur laya. So maha maha balishta, big hefty people, one person could not take that deity. They took that Gopal deity on top of the hill. That same deity is now in Rajasthan, Nathdwara, worshipped by the followers of Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. So that time when this incident took place, on top of the hill, Govardhan, there was no temple. So, Patharera Simhasane Thakura Vasaila, Badaika Pathara Prishte Avalambadila. On a huge big stone, that deity was placed. And a huge big stone was placed behind the deity to, as a resting. And then the celebrations began, the installation began. They brought 900 water pots from the Govindakund, filtered it, and music and drums were sounding, women were singing, devotees were dancing. Then they collected milk, yogurt, ghee, sweets, tulasi, flowers, garments, everything was collected. And then Abhishek was began. So firstly they chanted the mantras to ward off all the inauspicious things. And then first the Abhishek was done with Panchagavya. Panchagavya means five things coming from the cow. Milk, yogurt, ghee, cow urine and cow dung. So that was done. Then the snan was done with Panchamrita, five kinds of nectar. Again, yogurt, milk, ghee, honey and sugar. So that Abhishek was done. And then Mahasnan was done with ghee and water. And then the body of the deity was massaged with scented oils and the body was made glossy. Just like we see over here, Gopalji. Same representation of that Gopal deity, the black. So his body is made glossy and then scented water was given at the end for bathing. Then new garments were given, sandalwood pulp was applied on the deity, tulsi garlands and flower garlands were put. Offerings of incense, lamps, bhoga and yogurt, milk, sweets, scented drinking water in new pots for washing mouth. A pan was given to the deity. Then Mahaarti was performed after this all new garments, bhoga, offering. Everybody fell flat in front of the deity in full surrender, in obeisances. Then Annakuta was performed. Annakuta means huge bhoga offering. Gramera yateka tandula dali godhuma churna sakala aniya dila parvata haila purna. So all the villagers brought rice, dal, wheat flour, godhuma churna, wheat flour. And there was a huge pile, another mountain of all the ingredients. Then, five brahmanas cooked vegetables, seven brahmanas cooked chapatis, five to seven brahmanas, 10 brahmanas cooked grains. And in this way, huge bhoga was prepared. Yadyapi Gopal sab anna vyanjan khaila, tanra hasta sparshe puna temani haila. So Sri Gopal, he took everything, all this bhoga, but then by the touch of his hand, everything remained as it is. Then a temporary temple was created at the top of Govardhan Hill, and a makeshift bed was made with a straw mat, and Gopal was put to rest during the day after giving him betel nuts. And then this Annakuta was distributed to all the villagers, everyone, including Brahmanas, Brahmanas' wives, all the villagers. And then Madendapuri initiated many Brahmanas into Vaishnava cult. And then after the afternoon, Puna Dina Sheshe Prabhur Karaila Uttan, Kichu Bhoga Lagaila Karaila Jalapan. This is the description of Vaikalika Aarti, Vaikalika Bhoga. That Puna Dina Shesher, after the end of afternoon, Prabhura Karaila Uttan, they woke up Gopal, Kichu Bhoga Lagaila. Over here, around 4 p.m., we offer some fruits. And then Karaila Jalapan, some water is also given. We also change all the water glasses. So that is, Prabhupada writes the proof, that is Vaikalaka Bhoga. Then throughout the whole day, Madendapuri, till night, he didn't eat anything. He was just engrossed in serving the deity of Gopal. Only at night, after putting the deity Gopal to rest, he took some milk preparation. So this news spread that there is this beautiful lord who has come up on top of Govardhan Hill. So many, many big capitalist businessmen from Mathura, they donated gold and silver jewelries. Some donated the one Kshatriya offered to make a permanent temple, a boundary wall. Another offered cooking utensils. And each villager offered one cow for Gopal. So like this, Gopal had 1,000 cows. And then lot of bhoga also came. And continuously Annakoot was being performed for many, many days. And then one day, after 2 years, this seva was continuing. Raja seva haiya purira ananda badaila. Madendapuri was seeing that this service is going on to the Lord and ananda badaila. He was feeling very happy. Sri Gopal second time came in the dream of Madendapuri. First time when he came, that I am feeling hot, so please, this is the second time. He said, I am still feeling hot. I need chandan from Jagannath Puri. So please immediately bring it. So Madendapuri made arrangements for deity worship, initiated two brahmanas who were in the renounced order, did not consider how much long, and we have to plan AC coach, flight, connecting train, prasad, Nasik, Nagpur, Mayapur, as we reach, what is the room, bed. He just immediately started for Jagannath Puri. So that is, I looked up in the map, about 1400 kilometers. So first he went to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya's home. And Advaita Acharya, seeing the devotional sentiments, served him. And just before leaving, Madendapuri initiated Advaita Acharya as a disciple. And he left for Remuna from Shantipur. That is around 300 more kilometers, 330. So total about 1700 kilometers Madendapuri walked. At Remuna, Madendapuri, he saw this deity, and it is said that this same deity, Kshirachora Gopinath, was carved by Lord Ramchandra with his arrow from a stone when Sita Devi inquired from him, from Lord Ram, that what will be your next incarnation? So he took a stone with an arrow. He's God, he can do with arrow also. So he carved this Remuna deity, Chirchur Gopinath, at Chitrakoot. And it was brought by a king over here in Remuna. So Madanapuri chanted and danced in the corridor in front of the deity. And then, seeing the arrangements of gorgeous deity worship, he asked the pujari of Gopinath that, what are the offerings done over here? He thought in his mind that, I'll make the same best offerings for my deity Gopal. So the pujari of Gopinath explained all the details, and then he said, the most special bhoga over here is Sandhaya bhoge lage kshira amrita keli naam dvadashamita patre bhari amrita saman. There is a special sweet rice which is offered at the end of the day to Gopinath, and it tastes just like nectar. It is famous all over the world, and that's why it is called as amrita keli, that sweet rice. So then Madanapuri thought that if without me asking, if I am given that sweet rice little bit to taste, then I can understand how it's made and make the same thing for Gopal. But then he felt ashamed that the bhoga is already going on for the deity, and I'm thinking of eating it, enjoying it. So he felt ashamed. Then when the aarti was performed, he attended the aarti, but then without saying anything to anyone, he left and went to the marketplace, which was vacant, and sat there and chanted the holy name. And the pujari, he did the resting of the deities, the Gopinathji, and then he slept. Gopinath came in the dream of the pujari and said, pujari, get up. By my tricks, I have hidden one pot of sweet rice behind the curtain for this sannyasi called Madanapuri. So you go to the marketplace, search him out and give him this sweet rice. So pujari took bath, opened the altar, went and saw, yes, there was a pot, and he was surprised that he didn't notice it. So he cleaned the place, took out that pot, closed the door, went out of the marketplace in ecstasy and said, he who is that sannyasi called as Madanapuri, kindly accept this sweet rice. Lord Gopinath has specially stolen this sweet rice for you. Pure Madhava Puri Lagiya Kshira Karaila Churi Ateva Naam Haila Kshira Chora Hari. So this Gopinath is known by the name, the deity who stole sweet rice, Kshira Chora Hari. So then Madanapuri had that sweet rice, tasted it, washed the pot, broke the pot into pieces, tied it into a cloth. And every day Madanapuri used to eat a small bit of that earthen pot and go into ecstasy. But then he thought that if I stay in this Remuna place, my fame will spread. So that is not good. Pratishtha Nari Sada Kumari, it is said. That this fame follows a person. So, but it does not stay with one person. So it keeps on going. But devotees don't want that fame. So Pratishtara Bhaya Puri Gela Palaya Krishna Prema Pratishtha Chale Sange Gadaya. So Madanapuri ran away, Gela Palaya, but his fame reached to Jagannath Puri also, that he is the person for whom Gopinath stole a pot of sweet rice. So then Madanapuri said, okay, no problem, I'll use this fame in the service of the Lord. So he told the pujaris that Gopalji has asked me for some chandan, Malaya chandan. So he's feeling hot. So then pujaris immediately supplied him that chandan and some saffron and camphor. That was about 37 kgs of chandan. How do I get this? It's there in the shloka, mana eka. Mana eka chandan means one mound, and Prabhupada translated as 82 pounds, which amounts to about 37 kgs of chandan. So Madanapuri, after getting that chandan, and pujaris were so happy that Gopal is asking for chandan from this place. They gave him chandan, they gave him 20 tola of saffron, papers, and they also gave him some people to carry the chandan back to Vrindavan. Again, Madanapuri walked back about 250 kilometers from Jagannath Puri to Remuna. And then Gopalji came in the dream to Madhendrapuri. Which time now? Third time. And he said that me and Gopinath are non-different. So no need to bring that Chandan to Vrindavan. Apply that Chandan to Gopinath and I'll feel the cooling. So then Madhendrapuri explained this to the Pujari. And Pujari immediately gave him one more pot of sweet rice because he knew that I heard this from Krishnanand Prabhu, that he thought I'll have to again wake up at night. So, it's not there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then, he was happy that anyway Gopinath is going to get Chandan, Malai Chandan. So this Madhendrapuri, भोके रहे तबु अन्न मागिया न खाईला हेन जन चंदन भार वही लाया याया भोके रहे दैट मादेंद्रपुरी फील्स हंग्री बट तबु अन्न न मागिया ही विल नेवर आस्क फॉर फूड ही डजंट आस्क सो देन देयर इज दिस सुपर और मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स इन रिलेशन टू मादेंद्रपुरी एट द ही चैंटेड दिस वर्स एट द एंड ऑफ हिज लाइफ Repeatedly. Sheshe kale ehi shloka patite patite siddhi prapti haila purira shlokera sahite. Sriman Madhendrapuri continuously reciting this verse, he left his body, mortal form. So Lord Chaitanya explains the glories of this verse. He says that only three people know the meaning of this verse. One is Srimati Radharani, one is Madhendrapuri, and one is me, Lord Chaitanya, who has come as Radharani. He explains, he gives three analogies. Just like when we grind the chandan, the aroma increases. Similarly, the more we consider the meaning of this verse, our depth of devotional service increases. And then this verse is like a moon which is illuminating all the world. It is such nice verse. And it is like the Kaustubh Mani among all the valuable jewels. The verse is, ऐ दीन दयार्द्रनाथ हे मथुरानाथ कदावलोक्यसे हृदयम् त्वदालोक कातरम् दयित ब्राह्म्यति किम् करोम्यहम् Madhendrapuri is saying, ऐ दीन दयार्द्रनाथ, ओ माय मास्टर, ओ मर्सीफुल मास्टर, दीन दयार्द्र, मथुरानाथ, he is talking about Gopalji, ओ गोपालजी, ओ मथुरानाथ, कदावलोक्यसे, when will I see you? Hridayam tvad aloka kataram. By not seeing you, aloka, my heart is agitated, has become unsteady. Daita brahmyati kim karomeham. So, O beloved one, what shall I do? So, this is the shloka which Madhendrapuri chanted. And when Lord Chaitanya recited this shloka, he fainted on the floor. And Nityanand Prabhu immediately took him in his lap. But then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came into consciousness. He started dancing, crying, laughing, running here and there. And he was not even able to recite the complete shloka. Ai Dina Dayad. He was saying, Ai Dina, Ai Dina, Ai Dina. He went in so much ecstasy. He had Sved Kampa Pulaka Ashru. Tears came. His body was trembling. And he had all the eight ecstasies. Nirveda, Vishad, Jadya, Garva, Pride. So, then there was a resounding aarti when the altar of Gopinath immediately opened at that time when Lord Chaitanya recited this verse. And the pujari brought the pots of sweet rice to the associates of Lord Chaitanya. And it is said in the shloka form that same Lord Chaitanya who had accepted the sweet rice in the altar again accepted the sweet rice from the pujari just to maintain the mood of devotional service. And it is said the benediction of hearing this narration of Madhendrapuri is one who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So it's 9:23. Thank you. I tried to prepare. When I said Madhendrapuri also saved that I could prepare for this class. Thank you for your patient listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanandi.
Yeah.